Overthinking can probably be one of the biggest things that holds people back from literally not only getting the results they want in their life, but living an incredible quality of life. Because they're so caught up in their head, so often thinking about what could go wrong or what people might be thinking of them or what they've forgotten or God knows what else they're worrying about. But the doubt and the lack of action itself is the thing that literally just kills them. And it becomes this absolute vicious cycle, because the more we think, the less we actually do. And the less we do, the more we think. The more we think, the more that we doubt. And the more we doubt, the less we do. And it becomes this cycle. So if you're somebody like my friend who was telling me the other day that she used to go for a walk by herself and look at strangers and think that these people are radically judging her for walking by herself, for having a coffee by herself, and should be completely immobilized by her own thoughts. So if you're someone who overthinks a lot, then this is 100% for you. It's really important to know that firstly, this is so normal. So many people actually go through this because our brains run at 100 mile an hour. In fact, they process about 2 million pieces of information every single 1 second. And it's important to know that your brain's sole job is to keep you alive. So what it's gonna do is continually go out there and look at every single piece of data and piece of information that's coming at it every 1 second, and in the moment judge and make sure, is this a threat to me or is it not? Now in the modern world, we perceive so much more things as actual threats, and it can immobilize us, create anxiety, create stress, create doubt, and then put us into an absolute downward spiral. So I wanna share with you a couple things that I've done and a really cool trick I learned from my friend Ali Abdul, who's number one productivity expert in the world when it comes to overthinking, how to actually squash it. But before we dive into it, it's really important for you to know why it might be actually happening. You see, like I said, our brain wants to protect us from danger. So we have this thing called fear. We're gonna go through our life and we're gonna continually in the second analyze things, people, thoughts, emotions, whatever's happening around us, and quickly weigh it up and see if it's dangerous to us or not. If we perceive something as dangerous, or the thing that we might do in the future is gonna be dangerous, then we'll most likely avoid it, or we'll start to overthink and get ourselves into the spiral. Then once we're in the spiral, we start to look at all the things in our unconscious mind that have been stored that remind us of our past failures, the time when we were 6 years old and we failed that sporting contest or that talk in front of the class. It reminds us of all these things, and it collects all this evidence to reinforce the feeling, to remind us that, hey, maybe it's not safe. And it can just create this massive spiral inside of our head. Now, I've worked with tens and tens of thousands of people all around the world. And every single time I work with somebody who overthinks on things, it comes down to this one thing. And if they just did this one thing, they would actually stop overthinking and be able to be a lot more productive. And that is, they're too bored. I say to them every single time, I say, show me your calendar, what's your plan today? And they have no plan. They're just going with the flow. They're just doing whatever comes at them that day. They might work a little bit on their business, they might not. They might go for a walk or whatever it might be. There's no structure to their day, which then allows them just open to random things happening. And the less we're actually doing, the more we're actually going to think. Same as though if you get into a car and you're just driving 20 kilometers an hour and you're driving really slowly, you could probably do 100 other things at the same time. You could drive with your knee, you could be texting a friend on your phone, frying eggs in the back seat. You could be doing all of that because you're driving so slow. You've got a lot more time to actually think. But if you get into that car and you're going at 200 kilometers down the road as fast as you possibly can, then the only thing you're focusing on is gripping that steering wheel and making sure it doesn't fall off the freaking road. You're focusing on exactly where you need to go. There's nothing else that's happening. Same thing happens when I go skydiving. When I rig up and I get onto the plane and we're flying up in the air, I'm thinking about everything happening in my life. I'm thinking about random things. But as soon as that door opens and I jump out of the plane, I'm falling 1,000 feet every 6 seconds to the ground. The only thing I'm thinking about in that moment is flying and pulling my ripcord. There is not a worry, I'm not overthinking, I'm not doing anything else because I'm just moving so fast. The biggest reason why people overthink and just doubt themselves a lot is because they're simply not moving fast enough. They don't have a busy life, they don't have a busy schedule, they don't have things blocked out, they don't even have a plan for the day. And I'll even catch this on myself as well. If I have days where I'm not very busy and I haven't planned it effectively, I'll start to overthink, I'll procrastinate, I'll waste time, I'll worry, I'll do all these types of things. And the days where I'm super busy, I'm productive, and I'm effective are the days that I have things blocked out and I'm really busy. So sometimes to cure a problem, it's not really about giving a solution, which I'm going to give anyway, but sometimes if we can actually look at what causes the problem to even come and we solve that first, then that can cause everything else to go away. So yes, you could use the tricks that I'm gonna show you that I use, but you could also just look at your day and be like, well, yeah, how busy am I making myself? Because the less busy you are, the probably more chances you are of overthinking. So I have this saying and it goes like this. The more you do, the less you think. The less you think, the less you doubt. The less you doubt, the more you do. And it'll literally create an upward spiral so you can get out of that downward spiral. Because just like I said before, it'll also happen the reverse effect. The less you do, the more you think. The more you think, the more you doubt. The more you doubt, the less you do. The more we're in our head, the less we're actually going to do. But we can simply get out of our head by just taking action. So my friend Ali Abdul, he just wrote Feel Good Productivity. It's number one New York Times bestselling book. He crushed it. And one of the really cool things that he talks about in that book is he calls it the 10-10-10 method. And it's simply this. The next time you catch yourself really overthinking about a situation that might be coming up, you ask yourself this question. Is this really going to matter in 10 minutes from now? Is this really going to matter in 10 months from now? And is this really going to matter in 10 years from now? Now, sometimes the things we're focusing on doing really might not matter in 10 minutes. The thing you're overthinking about might be said and done within 2 minutes. And in 10 minutes time, life's back to normal and it's completely fine. And simply by using that perspective shift, you can go to the future 10 minutes from now and see that, hey, I didn't actually die and everything's all good and I can continue living my life. In fact, if you did the thing in the next 2 minutes and in 10 minutes you saw evidence of yourself doing the thing and feeling good about it, you're actually gonna feel really confident and certain about doing the thing now. Now, sometimes maybe if it's something a little bit bigger and in 10 minutes, it's still going to concern you, then you ask yourself, is this going to matter in 10 months? Now, if it's a really big problem, then maybe it will, but I highly doubt it. But quite often, most of the time, you're going to get to it and you're going to say, actually, no, this doesn't matter at all. I can continue with my life. But if it does matter, then you ask yourself the question, is this going to matter in 10 years from now? And I guarantee you, nothing that's bothering you right now, nothing you're overthinking about right now is probably going to matter at all in 10 years. So you might as well just do whatever the hell you want to do anyway and move on with your life. That has been one of the most useful tricks I still use to this day. But one of the things I said to my friend when she was so worried about what other people are going to think of her, I said to her this. I said, do you often criticize other people? Do you often judge other people? Do you often look at other people and think negative things about them? And she said, yes. I said, well, I have a funny feeling that if you stopped doing that, you'd probably change your perspective of what you thought other people were doing to you as well. Because what you'll find is no one actually cares about you because they're really too worried about what other people are also thinking about them. So you might as well just go out there, live your life, do whatever the fuck you want, be happy, and create a life that makes you happy. So if you got value from this, like it, subscribe, share it to a friend who you think could get value from this. And if you're brand new to this channel, I wanna welcome you to Dream Nation. And until I see you on the next episode, guys, go out there and dream out loud.